ABC Radio Australia.
Well, PNG's corruption watchdog says that a public inquiry into what's become known as the UBS loan scandal isn't necessary. This week, the Prime Minister, James Marape, announced that a commission of inquiry will examine all aspects of the previous government's move to secure a $1.2 billion loan, which it used to purchase shares in the oil and gas company Oil Search. But the group Transparency International PNG says authorities should instead use a report already done by the Ombudsman Commission to take action against those involved, as Liam Fox reports.
Many people in PNG have congratulated Prime Minister James Marape for announcing a commission of inquiry will be set up to investigate the UBS loan scandal. But the Executive Director of Transparency International PNG, Ariane Kassman, fears it could be a waste of time.
I understand that the call for a commission of inquiry is to further investigate. But I think we have to be mindful that there have been other commissions of inquiries that have not resulted in justice prevailing.
Mr. Marape announced the inquiry after a previously leaked report into the issue by the Ombudsman Commission was tabled in Parliament. That report alleged a cast of senior politicians and bureaucrats engaged in improper conduct and may have broken several laws while organising the $1.2 billion loan from the Australian arm of Swiss bank UBS in 2014. Among those named are Mr. Marape himself, who was finance minister at the time, and the then Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill. Ms. Kassman believes the Ombudsman Commission's report provides enough detail for other authorities to initiate their own action without waiting for an inquiry.
The recommendations, what's in the report, is enough, and that the call for the people that were involved in this to be referred to the leadership tribunal is sufficient, and that process should be allowed to take place.
When he announced the inquiry, Mr. Marape said, "I believe there will be a road that leads to UBS." He's not the only one that thinks the Swiss bank could be in trouble if the inquiry goes ahead.
Because when you are giving a large loan to a country, then what the regulations of that country are, of course the lender must know this.
Professor Milind Sate is the Professor of Banking and Finance at the University of Canberra. He says if the Ombudsman Commission's allegations are found to be true, that several laws were broken by politicians and bureaucrats in organising the loan, UBS will be tarnished as well. One of the laws alleged to have been broken is that the loan should have been approved by Parliament. Professor Sate says UBS has a responsibility to ensure the loan adhered to local legal requirements.
When a bank is giving a loan to a corporation, for example, it is not just on the basis of a declaration or signature given by the CEO. The bank will typically insist on a resolution from the board as well. Now, in the case of a country, it would expect a resolution from the parliament.
After the government used the loan to buy the stake in Oil Search, the company's share price fell by 20% in the following years. It sold the shares 3 years later. The state-owned corporation that held the shares says the complicated loan deal cost it at least $250 million in interest and payments on a bridging loan. Professor Sate says it could be argued UBS bears some responsibility for the massive loss and the impact on PNG's public finances.
A small, poor country like PNG, if it is hit with this kind of a mega financial scandal, ultimately, it is going to affect the ordinary PNG citizens. And you can't simply throw away your responsibility towards them. There is also an issue of, good governance.
UBS has declined to comment on the inquiry into the loan.